the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The SANDF says several aircraft trips will return troops from the DRC to South Africa by the end of June.
With these big aircrafts, it will now be 9 trips of aircraft bring our soldiers back. And the frequency of those aircrafts moving is almost every second day. We'll be able to finish before the end if there are no technical challenges.
That's Joint Operations Chief Sphiwe Sangweni. Last night, 249 soldiers arrived at the Waterkloof Air Force Base in Pretoria following several delays and logistical issues. The troops were deployed to the eastern DRC as part of a peacekeeping mission there. 14 South African soldiers were killed in January after clashes with the M23 rebel group. Defence Minister Angie Motshekga and SANDF officials received the soldiers.
I really want to thank you most sincerely. Kissing the ground, I found it very emotional. As much as you couldn't wait to come home, we couldn't wait to see you back home. So we're very happy that we are here. We'll work with you, supporting you in terms of your social needs, emotional needs. We're very grateful for your contribution.
Back home, preliminary reports by officials on the south coast have revealed this week's severe weather led to one fatality. Violent and gale-force winds downed trees and power lines in some parts of KZN on Tuesday. Other areas were battered by heavy downpours and snowfall. The Rangonyeni municipality says one person died in a car crash they believe was caused by the inclement weather. Municipal spokesperson Nomsa Zulu says assessments are ongoing.
Most of our 36 wards have suffered damage in one way or the other. We have about 7 homes that were completely destroyed and family members are living elsewhere currently. We have a report of someone who, as a result of the storm, was involved in a motor vehicle accident and unfortunately passed away. We have a record of someone who was hospitalized.
And abroad, the death toll from the crash of a London-bound passenger plane has risen to 279. The Air India Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner ploughed into a residential area of Ahmedabad city just moments after taking off on Thursday. The revised toll raises an earlier figure of 265, making it one of the deadliest plane disasters of the 21st century. At least 38 people were killed on the ground. 40-year-old British national Vishwas Kumar Ramesh was the plane's sole survivor. His cousin, Hiren Kantilal, has been speaking to him.
No, he's no broken bone, but he has minor injuries on his face and everything. He can walk and talk properly to us. He was on video call today morning. His condition looks very good from yesterday.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. The weather front back home, Durban and Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 25, Ladysmith and Ulundi 23, Moy River 18, Newcastle and Margate 22, Underberg 20 and 19 for Kokstad. 1.5 metre swells at sea in Durban this morning with sunset at 3 minutes past 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.